Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And you get Stephen Avani 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all live, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, excuse me. Sorry, another hairball coming up. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Stacey Gilson is going to be a special guest today for Steve Novotny. She is part of Ignite Hope, and she is just a wonderful, wonderful human being. I cannot say enough good stuff about Stacey Gilson. I really can't. She's an event planner. She is Mary Kay Cosmetics. Anything she touches, she turns to gold. Very professional. One of the most professional executives I've met here in the Valley. I mean that literally. I mean, I was like, my God, who is this woman? Tom's a very, very lucky guy. At least Stacey keeps saying he is. In any event, Stacey's going to be here. Also, the Mayhem Hour with Dolph Santorin and Steve Novotny all today right here in the River Talk Radio Network. So I've got something here for you from Laura Trump. She was being interviewed by Benny Johnson and talking about January 6th. The January 6th political prisoners are near and dear to my heart. I end every show with the January 6th political prisoner chorus singing the national anthem as Donald Trump is reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I end every show with this because this is my way, and it's not much, but it's all I can do here, to remind people of this incredible outrage, this incredible violation of human rights that the feds have done, and they've targeted their political enemies. And honestly, if they allow Trump to be president, there had better be a day of reckoning. Let me tell you, there had damn well better be a day of reckoning. All right, so here's Laura Trump talking with Benny Johnson about January 6th.
What's going to be the policy there with J6 political pardons?
Well, I think the right thing should happen for all these people. And I think that's all Donald Trump has ever said from the beginning. And the reality is so many of these people were unfairly arrested, prosecuted, had their lives upended. You know, people can't afford to kind of in perpetuity pay for legal fees. And that's what they did to so many of these people. They lost their livelihoods. They had everything just kind of ruined in their lives. All four being in this one space in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. Some of these people never even, you know, crossed onto the steps of the United States Capitol, Benny, yet they were made to be, you know, the worst of the worst. And so I think Donald Trump wants to go through and ensure that every person who has been treated unfairly here, that is rectified. You know, this is a man who understands better than anyone what that feels like. And so I believe we're going to finally see justice happen, and justice by many different ways. Justice for the people who were unfairly prosecuted via January 6th and all the hoax that existed there, because it was a big hoax. If you actually go back and look at so much of what the left tried to do with that, you know, but justice for our country, the people who have done the wrong things, I hope we see swift action taken against them. And it's not retribution. It's not revenge. It is the right thing happening. And so I'm just hopeful because I feel like light is finally being shown in the dark places. I always feel like the truth comes out with everything. I've said that, Benny, time after time, year after year, even when we were in the midst of the deepest, darkest moments of all the things that happened to my father-in-law, to our family, to really this country. I've always believed the truth comes out. And I also believe that the right thing ultimately happens. And maybe that's a little karmic activity for people who did the wrong thing. But I will say that Donald Trump always wants to see justice served and the right thing happen. And anyone who has been treated unfairly, get ready, because don't worry, your savior is on the way. And his name is Donald Trump. 7 days.
There had better be a day of reckoning, let me tell you. There had better be lots and lots of people being charged, convicted, and thrown in prison. So many of the people in the deep state, including these corrupt judges in D.C., some of the most horrible human beings you could ever want to. Oh, my God. All right. So back to this editorial in the Intel regatta loss, a big hit for City. What's really interesting to me is not what was said in the editorial, what was written in the editorial, but what was not written. Let me read this to you. It's not long. But this does go back to a theme that I've had a lot on my show regarding commitment to the Valley and people caring and talking a good game and but not following through. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So, regatta loss, a big hit for City. Okay, don't disagree. About 20 years ago, Debbie and Dr. Dan Joseph were inspired to put together a unique event showcasing Wheeling and its home on the Ohio River. The Wheeling Vintage Raceboat Regatta was born and for most of the next 2 decades had become a Labor Day weekend staple. Dozens of raceboat drivers and even more raceboat enthusiasts would flock to Wheeling's Heritage Port to watch the vintage boats restored to their glory zip and zoom along the Ohio River. It attracted both local racers and others from across the country. It was a fun, out-of-the-ordinary, family-focused event that everyone could enjoy. Sadly, Heritage Port will no longer be the event's home. The Wheeling Vintage Raceboat Regatta's board announced Monday it would combine with New Martinsville Vintage Raceboat Regatta for a Labor Day weekend event in New Martinsville starting this year. The Joseph said the decision needed to be made due to issues that affected many public events, struggles to widen the Wheeling Regatta's sponsor base, plus struggles to expand its roster of volunteers. In other words, not enough money, not enough people. The couple is excited to see what the New Martinsville Vintage Regatta organizers will do with the event because they've witnessed what the Wetzel County contingent has been able to do with its own event in years past. Let's see, it says, been so impressive, Dan Joseph said. These guys, months and months before the next event, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. Joseph said, we inherited Heritage Port, beautifully done. They've been building that their facility year after year. That's man hours and pure labor. You can't put a price tag on that. Wheeling will miss his vintage regatta. And the Josephs must be applauded for their hard work for what has been a 20-year labor of love. Plenty of events are held at Heritage Port. The Wheeling Vintage Raceboat Regatta was one of the few that showcased the Ohio River itself in splendid fashion. The New Martinsville Vintage Regatta organizers hopefully understand the reputation the Wheeling Regatta brings with it and will do all they can. The two events, blah, 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 blah. All right, first, lots of applause for the Josephs. God bless them. No question. Absolutely no question. But what was missing in this editorial? Billionaire Bob Nutting. Billionaire Bob Nutting inherited these dying newspapers, and he inherited the $1 billion, inherited the baseball team in Pittsburgh and all of that. And typically what he does with his editorials is he wags his finger down at us from his condo on Mount Washington, saying, you people need to do this, you people need to do that. And isn't this a shame that it's a big hit for the city losing the regatta? And here's a really important event that can highlight the Ohio River, you know, yada, 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 yada. Okay, I don't disagree. So help me understand. If it's that nice an event, which I believe it is, and if billionaire Bob actually does really honest to God care about helping turn around Wheeling, why hasn't he stepped in to save the regatta? I mean, you know, Heritage Port, my God, the newspapers were going on and on about how what a wonderful thing this would be, tear down the wharf parking garage and, you know, this, that, and the other, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. It never ends. The blah, 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 never ends. They can talk the talk, as they do with this editorial, but they don't walk the walk. Specifically, billionaire Bob Nutting. If it's that big a deal, if it's that nice an event, and I believe it is, and if the Wheeling Heritage Port is that nice of a venue, which I believe it is, where's billionaire Bob Nutting? How much money would it take for him to write a check to keep this thing going? Because it's very easy to talk a good game when you're writing editorials. But with every editorial that he writes about why we need this and why we need that and this should be happening and that should be happening, the question is always the same. Why aren't you doing it? You wag your finger at us. You say, you know, you really, people, you should do this. You should do that. You should support this. And you know, it's a shame this has happened and this, that, and the other. It's like, okay, fine. We're not arguing with you. Where the hell are you? Have you noticed with all of these different projects or events or whatever, the one person you never see, at least I don't recall ever seeing, putting his own money where his mouth is to help his hometown. I'm assuming Wheeling is billionaire Bob's hometown. You never see him putting his own money in to something to keep it going, like this regatta. This would have been a golden opportunity for billionaire Bob to say, look, I can talk the talk with my editorials, but this time I'm actually going to walk the walk too. Yeah. And we're going to save this thing and we're going to build on this thing. And I'm going to use all of my power and influence to get more sponsors to support this thing. And we're going to make this thing grand. Billionaire Bob probably could do that with his petty cash, with the money in his petty cash drawer. But once again, as with so many other editorials and these useless dying newspapers, he wags his finger and goes tisk, 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 and this, that, and the other. But he never seems to step up and lead by example. Again, talking the talk is easy. And let me tell you, I'm Exhibit A. It's very easy to talk the talk. I'm talking the talk. There's no question about it. But walking the walk, if you're writing editorials about how important this thing is for Wheeling and then for the Heritage Port and everything else, why aren't you walking the walk? Why aren't you signing checks? Why aren't you taking the lead with this or much of anything else here in the valley? It's very easy to wag a finger down at us from a condo in Mount Washington overlooking the city of Pittsburgh. Billionaire Bob, another editorial. Do as I say, not as I do. They don't do anything for Wheeling. Pittsburgh, oh yeah, but Wheeling? I'll just write editorials, my dying newspapers. It's so pathetic. Honestly, it's just so pathetic. All right. Look, thank you so very much for everything this morning. I'm sorry the show was not up to my usual stellar standards. I'm still dealing with this cold, and hopefully it'll be gone tomorrow, which I doubt. So we will see. I'll give it my best shot. It's the best I can tell you. Download the River Network app. Click River Talk. Don't forget Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can hear me on all these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. We'll be back on again tomorrow. Probably no stream again tomorrow. I can't believe I'll be that well. But thank you for putting up with me today. Appreciate it greatly. Oh, another hairball.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.